have Catherine Greenwaite here, Association
Howdy.
Of Former Students.
Howdy.
Now,
howdy. With the culture here, you know, you graduate, but you don't ever really graduate. Tell me about that.
You may leave Texas A&M, but it never leaves you. And Aggie Network and Texas A&M always remain a part of you.
I love that. And 12-12-12, it is the day
You know, I think the 12th man is so symbolic of Aggies and our attitude of always standing ready to help however we can, whether that's Ekeem Gill standing ready to help his team or whether that's, you know, 390,000 former students standing ready to help Texas A&M with their gifts every year.
Right.
One of the cool things that the Association of Former Students involved with every single year, obviously, Ring Day.
Absolutely.
One of the cooler things that was, I want to say this is a few years ago, was published, or the book of stories of Ags that had lost their rings and their ring found them again. Do you have any cool stories that jump out that you've heard from around the years?
You know, there are just tons of those stories, and a lot of Aggies will, when they lose that ring, they just can't bring themselves to order another ring because they believe that ring's going to come back. And there's a lot of those. One happened recently at Lake Whitney, which is an area where my family is from. A gentleman, you know, 30 years ago, water skiing, lost his ring. Flash forward to just this past summer, a young boy finds the ring, brings it to his grandfather. Turns out his grandfather was a friend of the Aggie who lost the ring.
Wow.
And they were able, and they hadn't talked to each other in 30 years, able to reconnect through that, got the ring returned. Just a great story. And I think what these stories speak to is the significance of the Aggie ring and the importance of the Aggie ring to people who aren't Aggie. Because when someone finds that, they know immediately that's a treasured piece of jewelry and that someone's going to want that back. We had earlier this summer on a cable television show where folks go out and use metal detectors and find things. Somebody found an Aggie ring. They're showing the treasures that they found. An Aggie in South Texas happened to see that show, said that's an Aggie ring, called the producers of the show. Eventually, we were able to track down the owner of that ring through the Aggie Network, reunite that ring.
What?
So lots of great stories.
See, I don't know the title of book off the top of my head, but if you're looking for something that's a great thing to buy for the Aggie in your life, I think it's even A&M Press that put it out. But it's literally a whole book full of these stories. My uncle actually had a similar one. He lost his in Utah. It got sent back to him 25 years later.
That is insane.
Let's talk about another thing that's cool about the line that you work in, which is the Association of Former Students. That's the ability to connect with Aggs. And people call them old Aggs, and really the oldest Aggs, like old generation A&M grads that you see coming back every once in a while. We don't get to connect with them a lot, but I know you guys keep very close touch with some of the classes going back to even, you know, in 40s, 30s, mm-hmm. and then beyond that.
We do. You know, that's one of the neat things is that when you talk to Aggies from the classes in the 30s, the classes in the 40s, and you see their spirit, and, you know, and I think the classes that followed after that, we feel an obligation that we want to honor the way they live their lives and the Texas A&M that they established. And it's so touching when you see those folks come together with these current students. And that say, even though there's, you know, decades separating, the spirit's the same. They both care about Texas A&M in the same way. And that's really touching to see. And it's really gratifying for those older former students to see that. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Last Saturday, when we all celebrated Johnny Manziel winning the Heisman Trophy, we had about 1,000 people in the Clayton W. Williams Jr. Alumni Center watching that. It was geared primarily towards students, but we had a former student there, Frank Litterist, a local man, class of 43, who was there right with the students enjoying that. So, you know, truly things that are happening now are something all Aggies can celebrate and be proud of.
It's been a special year. That's what part of this is about. I mean, it's a special year anyway because 12-12-12 only comes around once every 100 years. But it's been such a phenomenal year for A&M, both on the field and off the field. It really is a day to celebrate the spirit of the 12th man. Another way you can celebrate is there's a lot of local businesses that have made special deals for today, mm-hmm. including one from Aggieland Humane Society that may be one of the coolest things ever. Any pet adoption, normally this will cost like 100 some odd bucks. Now, the $12 all day today. Any pet, no
just
questions
$12.
Asked. Just $12 covers everything. But if you want to find out some of these deals and some of the businesses that are offering them, go to 12-12-12-deals.com. That's 12-12-12-deals.com. And if you're a local business and you want to submit a deal, you can still do that. Just go to the website to do it.